broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting talk continues. This is the broadcast for August 24th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers, using the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution, for the United States of America. Promoting God, family, and country always, the core of what we do and who we are. Whenever people ask me about the broadcast, hey, what do you talk about on the radio? Are you Republican? Are you Democrat? Are you this or that? No, I'm none of that. Our founders warned us against partisan politics. Here's how it is. If it's constitutional, I like it. And if it's not, I hate it. Is that all right? And almost everybody agrees with me on that. All right, folks, an interesting study came out. I find this fascinating, and I want to kind of, you know, highlight this for a second. A new study's out, and it says, quote, obsessively watching the news can make you physically and mentally sick. Now, I appreciate that they do a study on this, but it seems to me like a waste of money. Let me be very clear. You know, we've always grown up in our lives, and you hear that moderation is a good thing. Excess is a bad thing, whatever it is. Even moderation in drinking water is advised, right? Drink 2 gallons of water, you're going to get sick and throw up or end up with diarrhea or who knows what. You're going to get all sick, right? Too much water, waterlogged, overload. Moderation in all things is wise. Taking things to excess is not wise. So I can tell you right now, anything you take to obsessively whatevering, it isn't going to be good for you. So I appreciate the study, but I think these scientists are a little bit ignorant and naive, to say the least. Come on now. Of course, if you digest the news too much, you're going to be made physically and mentally sick. It's an obvious reality check, is it not, ladies and gentlemen? And so that's really kind of interesting to me that they do this big old study on it. But let me add insult to injury for a second. Because that not only does it make you sick to take anything to obsession or to extreme, but the news, especially because the news cycle is so doggone negative, right? It is just negative. So-and-so killed so-and-so. So-and-so raped so-and-so. So-and-so crossed the border illegal. Somebody destroyed property. Somebody went crazy with a gun. Somebody, you know, it's just negative. Nancy Pelosi's husband just got a DUI. Yeah, 5 days in jail, 3 years probate. You know, hey, Ken Cromar just lost his house. It goes on and on and on. Yeah, the government's going to hire 87,000 more goons armed to the teeth to keep an eye on you. You know, it's all just so destructive, so discouraging, so negative, so problematic, right? It's just amazing. And so all I can tell you is, folks, that in my mind, of course the news is going to make you physically and mentally sick if you spend too much time on it. However, if you reduce your news consumption, if you reduce your social media interactions, if you focus on the new media taking center stage rather than yesteryear media, then you're going to get a lot more positive mental attitude about America. Okay? You're going to get a lot more positive information. For example, how negative am I when it comes to the news? I don't think I'm very negative. I think I highlight some very disturbing content. I focus on some very weighty topics for discussion. There's no doubt about all that. I absolutely do. However, at the end of the broadcast, I leave you with hope. At the start of every broadcast, we do our best to infuse hope. I don't preach the negativity of America. I preach that America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. I preach that when good people get involved, wonderful things happen. I highlight that God and family and country are the solutions. So when you talk about Solutions Radio the way we do, when you engender hope throughout the broadcast as we take painstaking efforts to do, it's not so negative. So here, look, I tell you, hey, There's a new study out that says obsessing on the news can make you physically and mentally sick. And then I give you solutions. I say, look, all you got to do is back off from watching the news, especially the mainstream negative news. All you got to do is reduce your social media interactions. All you got to do is pay attention to the new media taking center stage, which is a lot more hopeful, honest, encouraging. I mean, how often do we tell you on this radio program, ladies and gentlemen, take courage. Don't lose hope. We, on God's side, win in the end. Family is where your comfort, your strength, your solutions are. If you've got a dysfunctional family, reach out to friends and loved ones and people in your church and people at work that can help you have the best relationships, in other words, a family away from home, the best you can. Okay? We talk about a lot of that stuff and give people tons of courage. Okay? But let me give you an example to make the point even more poignant, if you will. I just got a couple of emails. And the first one is from a group. And they say, is this the end of America? And they're just referring to all that's going on right now, right? All the craziness. Is this the end of America, they ask. Now, my response? Not only no, but heck no. How are we seeing some dark times and some dark things and some scary things? Absolutely we are. But you know what? Through the world's history, they've experienced those kinds of things. This isn't anything new. I know it's disturbing. I know it's frustrating. I know it's concerning. I know it can create fear if you're not careful. But how often have we talked on this broadcast, jettison fear and embrace hope? Have faith in God. He's still in charge. Have faith in your fellow men and women that we can stand together. Okay, we talk about this all the time. So is this the end of America? What a negative question. You could say, well, it's a fair question, Sam, with times being so tough. I agree it's a fair question, but it's a negative question, right? Is this the end of America? Why don't we ask the question differently? If we did, we might get a little bit more of a cheerful kind of an outlook and a response, right? Hey, is that glass half empty, Cameron? Cameron responds and says, no, sir, it's half full in my world. And you're darn right. That's the exact point that I'm making. So is this the end of America? What a negative question. And the very question engenders what their attitude or beliefs are on it. No, this is not the end of America. Let me point the question out differently. Ready? Here's another question that I got asked from the Republican polling organization, GOP polling. GOP polls asks me this negative question. Are you ready? Do you believe America's best years are in the past? Is this the end of America? Do you believe America's best years are in the past? Do you want to respond to that, Cam? Think of those two negative questions. Is this the end of America? And do you believe America's best years are in the past? Cameron says no to both. Boy, howdy, do I agree. But see, even the answer is negative. It's positive because we believe differently, but it's negative because it's a no, right? But that's because of the way they phrased the questions. Two negative questions, you get an answer that's positive, but it's negative in its response, right? Cameron's outlook is positive because he says, no, I don't believe that. What does he believe then? Well, he believes the opposite, which we'll get into in a second. But I'm pointing out, even the answer no is a negative answer, no. Let me ask the questions differently and see if I get a yes. Are you ready? Do you believe that America is a great nation and because of the genius of the people and God Almighty's hand on this wonderful country, that if we keep his commandments, we can prosper and our best days are ahead of us? What do you say to that, Cameron? He says, absolutely yes. Do you see what we've done now, ladies and gentlemen? Do you believe America's best years are in the future? I do, ladies and gentlemen. Do I believe America's done? No, I don't, not for one second. I believe America's got some rough patches we're going through, without a doubt. And I believe some of them are very dire situations from a morality point of view. But I also believe that we can turn to God. We can repent. There is hope. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. There are wonderful things in our lives this very moment happening all around us. The problem is the mainstream yesteryear lamestream media makes it so negative that if you watch too much of it, it makes you physically and mentally sick. And they even did a study to prove it. And I'm coming back and saying, look, it's all their fault in a sense because of the way they go about it. Why don't we ask positive questions? Do you believe there's hope in the future of America? I, for one, deliver a resounding yes, indeed. Do you believe that America can prosper? Answer, absolutely on one condition, that we keep the commandments of Almighty God. Yeah, I can tell you that if we turn our back on God, family, and country, it's going to get negative fast. I'll agree with that. But that isn't the narrative, folks. It isn't written in the stars. Okay, that isn't true. We are not predestined for failure. We are foreordained by God Almighty for success. He put us on this earth. He loves us. He asks us to obey him and keep his commandments. He puts these commandments in place not to ratchet us down or shut us down or harm us. He puts these commandments in place to protect us, to save us from our natural man state, to allow us to be saved by turning to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. So let me ask the question this way. Do you believe Jesus Christ has the power to save the world? Absolutely I do. And if you believe that, then if he can save me and you, can he save this country? Without a doubt he can. Make no mistake about that, my fellow Americans. See the difference? You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Dad, can you make him stop?
Honey, he needs to practice.
He's been at it an hour.
Well, just trying to be patient.
Dad, it sounds like a cat calling for help or something.
Worse, a basement full of cats.
Yeah.
You know, hon, it is a little hard on the ears.
Not you, too.
Well, maybe we can all play a game. Andrew, do you want to play a board game? How about we watch a video? Hide and seek? Oh, I don't know, I give up.
Maybe we could all just sneak out of the house.
Honey, he's 9 years old. We can't leave him home alone.
And
we can make him practice with a sock.
Well, I guess we'll have to get some ice cream.
Did I hear someone say ice cream?
Family, isn't it about time?
Oh, I see the practice hasn't hurt your ears.
Well, I'm a serious musician.
Funny that you never seem to get better on that thing.
Works every time.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, where'd all these cats come from?
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I really want you to think about what I'm saying right now. The mainstream has become so negative, even the GOP pollsters are saying, hey, are the best days of America behind us? I don't want to think like that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to look at the world as half, as the glass being half empty viewpoint. I don't believe in it. I don't believe that kind of narrative. I think the world is a great place. The world was created by God. Do you understand that? And therefore, I don't believe in just the negative stuff. Yes, there's hard times. Yes, this life is a test. No doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. Right? But let's not go negative. Let's not go negative, ladies and gentlemen. Please. Because it just breeds more discouragement, more sadness. Right? I don't want any part of that negativity. I don't want any part of looking at the world like that. No wonder. No wonder people are like sick. Do you blame them? You just digest so much negativity, so much destruction and despair and discouragement and dishonor. And I mean, when you get done with the news, you can't trust anybody, right? You don't have any hope left because they're so negative, right? I want to think of the world as a positive place. I believe the world's a great place. And I believe America is the greatest country on the earth. And I believe we as Christians have a sacred mission, ladies and gentlemen. You heard me. I believe we have a sacred mission as Christians. What is that sacred mission? That sacred mission is to realize we've been born in the freest country on the face of the earth. You say, Sam, no. Expert study, there's more freedom in other countries than there is in America. Stop telling me lies, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there are countries that have some freedoms we don't have. I get it. I agree. But remember, the Constitution with its checks and balances, the strong families, the right to keep and bear arms, puts us ahead of almost every other country on the planet. Even if they have temporarily more freedoms than we have right now, they don't have the seeds of solution, or what I like to call it. They don't have the seeds of solution. They don't have the fundamental principles built into their founding documents, the supreme law of their land, the seeds of solution. In other words, we can go back to what made America great using the checks and balances. No other country has that ability, if you will, right? No other country that I know of literally has that ability to go back. They have freedom now, but it can be taken away in an instant. And there's not any real fundamental supreme law or whatever to maintain freedom. It's just lost because of a tyrant in power, right? That's the problem. And I really think we need to be paying attention to this reality. You know what I mean, my fellow Americans? We really need to double down and think about that very critically. Because I believe our sacred duty, our sacred mission as Christians is that fundamental point, which is this. We are the greatest Christian nation on the face of the earth. We believe Jesus Christ lived a sinless life, was killed by wickedness and evil, but had the seeds of Godhood in him to where he had power over death, thus the great resurrection. And because he lives, he invites us to follow him and live again after death as well. That fundamental truth should be taught worldwide. We should be a beacon on a hill to preach the good news, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, you have too much negative news and you get all sick and depressed. What about celebrating the good news of Christ and his authority and power to conquer death and his ultimate Godhood status, that he loves us, that he cares for us, that he's given us guidance to keep us safe in this life? And then I believe God's hand, as Benjamin Franklin wisely pointed out, is on this nation. What a fundamental change in understanding the founding fathers had. Can a nation rise without his aid? Ben Franklin asked, and boy, howdy, is he right. No, of course not. But if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, can he save me personally? Absolutely. Can he save this nation from destruction by those evil jackals who would destroy liberty at every turn if they can? Well, they've been trying to destroy America forever since its founding. They've been trying to shut down the saints of Almighty God from before this world was. You've read of the Great War in Heaven in the Bible, right? So we know there's enemy all around. We know there's a lot of negativity. We know this life is a test to see if we'll follow the commandments of God Almighty. We know all those things. But we still say, bless God. We celebrate God Almighty, the author of our liberty. And as a result, then, we have to be positive. The Prince of Peace, who we follow, clearly instructs us to be of good cheer. So you know what? If you listen to Liberty Roundtable Live, some days you're busy, so you read the notes on libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. You listen as you can while you're going to and from work or whatever else. You read the notes, and some parts maybe you find more interesting or compelling than others, and so you focus on that. Okay, that's the kind of stuff that if you do, you're not going to be all negative and down in the dumps of the news and all physically and mentally sick. You're going to be empowered and encouraged. I'm going to tell you to take courage, for God's in his heavens, and he has not forgot about we, his children. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to make sure that we have a bright future. A bright future indeed, right? So I want you to listen to my words, and I want you to humbly pray about what I have to say and ask yourself, is there a God? I say there is. Does he love us, and does he acknowledge and remember us? Absolutely, he is, and he does. Will he care for me? Absolutely. But you've got to be the one to use your agency to open the door and turn to Christ. He won't force his will upon you. God respects agency. That's your ability to choose. Right? And so understand that we must turn to God. We must keep his commandments. And then God and family can be the pillars as we build and rebuild the greatest country on the face of the earth. We can become a beacon on a hill once again, ladies and gentlemen. So I say shame on the GOP pollsters. Shame on these, do you believe the best years of America are in the past, or this idea, is this the end of America? I reject all that, ladies and gentlemen. And I have a positive outlook that says I believe in America. I believe America's got some bad patches on it. You know, slavery was never good. The abuse of the blacks and the Native Americans and never good. The abuse of the Mormons, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints back in the day, never good. You know, there's some bad spots, but as a whole, I believe America's a great nation, and in many ways it's trending in a very good way. We need to embrace that good. We need to stand up in the culture war against the bad, without a doubt. We've got work to do, right? But I submit to you that even with the bad spots of America, even with the people that have been wronged, we should look at America and her founding as a blessing from God. And then we should look at the bad parts and say, let's make sure we never repeat those. But let's take all the good that we can find, and let's move forward in faith and hope and trust in God Almighty. And let's rebuild the greatest country on the face of the earth, built on the principles of God, family, and country, built upon the checks and balances of the Constitution, built upon the idea of innocent until proven guilty, built upon the idea of not only checks and balances, but due process of law, built on all these fundamentals that our founders fought so hard to defend and protect and articulate and educate regarding, right? And we can take courage, and we can really indeed restore the republic and the traditions of our founders. We can preserve this nation. We can wait till our King Jesus Christ returns again. This nation, I personally believe, was founded by the founding fathers under the inspiration of Almighty God, to prepare a people to welcome the Savior Jesus Christ upon his return. America will not be lost. This nation shall endure. I got a lot more coming up. Hang tight. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Take courage, my fellow patriots. Take courage.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a victory in Super Bowl IV, passed away Wednesday at 87. Back in the day when gambling allegations surfaced from an acquaintance, Len responded.
And they were trying to determine what to do about the situation. And I can remember they're all sitting around. I said, why don't we tell them the truth?
Mr. Dawson was elected into the Hall of Fame both as a player and as a broadcaster. Former Louisville Metro Police Detective Kelly Hannah Goodlett pled guilty Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Breonna Taylor for helping falsify an affidavit for the search of her apartment that ended in her death. Breonna's mother, Tamika Palmer, after the plea.
Breonna made a post that said, take me to a place that I can't even imagine.
Wow.
Breonna has taken us all to a place that we can't even imagine.
That's good.
USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
As part of the Artemis 1 mission set to launch on August 29th, the Space Launch System, the most powerful rocket ever built, will eventually catapult the Orion spacecraft further into space than any human-built vehicle intended to carry astronauts. The late August SLS mission will be carrying a secondary payload, a series of shoebox-sized satellites that will be jettisoned as it travels towards the moon. Some Baltimore voters are now getting their 2020 ballots.
More than two dozen Baltimore voters received their 2020 election ballots earlier this month after the U.S. Postal Service discovered a tray of undelivered mail nearly 2 years too late. According to Just the News, the Baltimore City Board of Elections is working to figure out why the ballots were delivered late. President Biden won the heavily Democrat city by a landslide, about 8 votes to every one cast for then-President Donald Trump. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I believe in America. And I do believe that if you focus on too much negative news, it'll make you sick physically and mentally. And I think what you need to do is take a step back, have less social media interactions, less video games, less computer and online and screen and video time, and more traditional reading of books and spending time with people, not virtual reality, but person-to-person, legitimate communication and relationships. This is not the end of America, ladies and gentlemen. The whole question is abhorrent. Do I believe America's best years are in the past? I think we've had incredible years in the past, but I think our best years are ahead of us is what I think. There you have that, ladies and gentlemen. It's just my opinion to which I'm entitled, right? I believe America's a great country. Yeah, we've got some problems that we got to work through. I get it. But I'm not giving up on America or you. I'm not giving up on America. I believe America is a wonderful place. And I get that it's discouraging at times. I understand all that. But I also understand that, look, the enemies of liberty want you to be done with America, to believe that America's over, to have a negative attitude, to hate the flag. They want all those things to be the case. In that, they win. Satan wants to destroy your tie to God Almighty, and he wants to destroy your tie to a great country and to a great family. That's what Satan wants to have happen. God Almighty wants you to have a relationship with him, to have a strong family and support on this earth and country. He wants America to be a beacon on a hill. His hand is still with this nation to some degree. What do we got to do for his hand to be on America even greater? We've got to do what the Bible tells us to do. The Bible says if we turn to God and keep his commandments, if we repent and follow him, he will heal our land and protect us. That biblical promise is critical. So don't believe the lies that America's done, stick a fork in it, the fat lady's already sung. Don't believe the lies that it's already, you know, hey, our best days are behind us. We're going down. It's all bad. Everything is horrible. Your kids aren't safe. Everybody's going to just betray everybody. Everything's a destruction for filthy lucre. Okay, don't believe all those lies. Believe the truth, which is God is in his heavens and he's in charge. Yes, Satan has a season to run around and tempt us all and to try to destroy us. But we who turn to God have the strength with God's support, putting on the armor of God to rebuff or reject Satan, to say, as the Savior said while he was alive, get thee behind me, Satan. And we can focus on good, right, morality, honor, integrity, solutions, hope, faith, charity, right? We can focus on all these incredible principles that absolutely can change the game. A little bit of light, ladies and gentlemen, in a dark room is shockingly obvious. Well, that's true with the light of Christ, that if we become followers of, disciples of Christ, we can convey a little bit of that light. We can reflect that light. We don't generate it. God gives it to us. But we can use that light of Christ to bless others. We can put our little ounce of light in a dark place and change the game. Yes, we can, to borrow a phrase from Barack Obama even. We can and will restore the greatest country on the face of the earth, but it's going to be a lot of hard work, you know. Anyway, so this idea, do you believe the best years of America are in the past? Not even maybe. I just find the whole line of questioning from so-called conservatives that ought to know better very concerning. I believe that America's best days are ahead of us if we, the people, choose wisely, choose to follow God and keep his commandments, choose to stay with our families. When a man and a woman get together and make children, stay with that man or woman. Stay with those children. Do those things that can build strong families. Remember, the family is the fundamental unit of society, ladies and gentlemen. That fundamental unit of society is the core of it all. Society, or the country, if you will, just reflects the strength of the families. You want America to be stronger? Then you got to make your family stronger. You got to encourage those around you to do the same. If people don't have families or if people have dysfunctional families, then reach out to them in love as neighbors and become their family. Treat them like family. Treat them like your brothers and sisters who they truly are. They're God's children too. Okay, we can do this, folks, but it's going to take courage. And I believe that you have courage. I believe sometimes we all get kind of sidetracked and it gets lost in the minutiae and the complications of life and the negative drumbeat by the press and everything else to where it's like easy to get off center. No fear, ladies and gentlemen. We all get off center from time to time. We all get thinking negative. It happens to the best of us because we're human. But you can always say, you know what? I'm going to reject that narrative. And instead of looking inward with discouragement, I'm going to look outward with courage, and I'm going to find a way to bless someone's life. I'm going to be involved in random acts of kindness. When I see somebody be rude as a waitress or a waiter at a restaurant, and I'm just thinking, you know what, they're a jerk. You can think that way and just return evil for evil. Or you can say, you know what, they're probably having a hard day. There's something probably amiss in their lives that's really giving them trouble. I'm going to give them a smile and a thank you and tell them that they did a great job. Or I'm going to give them an extra tip and say, thank you. I know you're having a hard day. Okay, simple things like that, paying it forward in lines at fast food restaurants, or just a smile makes a difference. Just a little quick-witted joke makes a difference. I'll give you an example to kind of make the point. I was out of town recently, and I was with my son-in-law, Zach, who works for me. And we were together, and we literally went to this place and got some food at, like, a grocery store. because they have hot food and stuff. And anyway. So we went there and we got this food and they put these stickers on it that said how much this weighed, this macaroni salad, and how much each chicken thigh was, and what all these different things that we got. And then we started to go and we said, hey, can we pay up front? And they said, sure. And then we said, well, where do we get some napkins? And they pointed over there and they said, you can go sit over there. There's tables over there and everything. So we got excited and went over there and sat at the table and started eating. Well, we realized that we did not even pay for our food. It wasn't intentional. We didn't intentionally do anything wrong. We just, you know. So when we got done eating, we went up to the lady and we said, we are so sorry. We are so excited to eat this food that we didn't even pay for it. But here's the lid of this, and here's the sticker on the bag from that, and here's what we ate, and can you, you know, charge us? And she laughed and smiled, and we said, we didn't mean to steal the food, and she just said, no big deal, boys, and you know, she was happy and cheerful, and we made her smile because we were goofy. We didn't mean to get it all mixed up or whatever and not pay. We would never intentionally dine and dash, but circumstantially, it was very strange because you're in a grocery store, first of all. It's not really a restaurant. You get your food, and then you're supposed to go to the front and pay for it, but the area that you go sit and eat was backed by where we were in the first place. So anyway, it was a little bit of confusion, but it was a little bit of fun, and we kind of laughed, and she laughed, and we kind of had some jokes, then we left. And I hope that brought a smile to her face. These two goofy guys that are doing their best, that are just like, oh my gosh, we forgot to pay, and we want to be honest and do right by this and that. And you would think that would cheer people up. But that's what we need to be about, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? We need to truly take our discipleship seriously if we're true followers of Christ. What does that mean? That means when you get baptized, you agree to bear one another's burdens, right? So when someone's having a hard day, don't kick them when they're down. When someone's having a hard day, try to lift their spirits in some way. It doesn't always have to be money. It could be service. It could be a smile. It could be a laugh. It could be appreciation. It could be a thank you. So oftentimes when somebody does a good job for me at a place, I always say, hey, where's your boss? And they always kind of go, oh, boy. And then they give me their boss, and I tell their boss, I say, you know what? This person deserves a raise. They've been doing a phenomenal job for us, and we really appreciate it. Can you please just make sure they know that they're doing a good job? And if you can give them a raise, please do. They deserve it. They're doing great. I just want you to know that. And you know what? It changes people's worlds, folks, when you take action like that. Most of the time when a manager gets involved in something, it's for negative. It's for problems. But what happens if it's just all positive? Hey, I just wanted you to come over here. I want to just tell you that your employee is doing a phenomenal job. I thank you for having them work for you, for them doing a good job. And for, you guys are doing great, man. I just want you to know that. Thank you. And people just, they walk over a little bit concerned going, oh boy. And then they leave with a big smile on their face. And the employee has a big smile on their face. And you can pass up the chain good news, positive views, gratitude and appreciation for things. This is what we, the American people, can do if we but have a mind to. It happens on an individual basis, though. You can choose to be happy. You can be of good cheer. You can follow the Prince of Peace. You can preach that America is the greatest country on the face of the earth, not because we're better people than anybody else. Other nations can embrace the principles that we have and be great, too. So I don't want the greatness of America to be at the expense of another country. That doesn't have to be. The pie's big enough for all of us, ladies and gentlemen. Do you believe that? Because I do. Jettison the news that makes you sick. And stand with those who have a positive attitude. My glass is more than half full. I'll tell you why in a second on your radio.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
All right, back in July, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to be of good cheer. I want to be of a hopeful heart. And it's really hard when there's negative news everywhere. But I'm going to give you some information that I think it all depends on how you take the news and how you look at the news that matters. Headline says this: 2 years after election, Baltimore, Maryland post office just now finds 2020 ballots. We deeply regret the late delivery of these mail pieces. So now you have election problems, folks. You can say, well, this wasn't fraud. It was just a mistake by the post office. And my response is, I agree. Nevertheless, these voters were disenfranchised, right? And as a result, then my question for the post office would be, how many more ballots have you misplaced? Yeah. Well, that's a weird question because you don't know what you don't know, right? If they knew these ballots were delayed, would they have got them there earlier, or would they have done something about it, or were they intentionally delayed? I don't know. But I'll tell you this. We now at True the Vote and other organizations are getting examples of more and more evidence that the post office has not been delivering ballots on time. And there's caches of ballots all over the country in a variety of post offices that are in question. And you can say that's not vote fraud because nobody intended fraud. We don't know that yet. What we know is people got disenfranchised and people who thought they voted ended up not voting. Well, Sam, it wouldn't have changed the election anyway. You don't know that because you don't know how many are missing. If you just discovered these ballots that I just mentioned in Baltimore, Maryland, and I hear evidence of that in Colorado and other places, how do you know how many ballots are missing? You don't know. How many dead people voted? You don't know. How many criminals voted? I don't know. But you can ask Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis will tell you that there was people who are criminals who are voting in his state that just got arrested. So now you start to look at the criminals across the country, the people that voted in nursing homes that didn't really have the knowledge or the capacity, the wherewithal to vote, the dead people voting, the criminals, the people in nursing homes, the missing ballots from the post office. And how much do all these little things add up to nationwide? I don't know. Would it have changed the outcome of the election? Again, I don't know. But when we tell you these things are true, don't mock us and abuse us as the messenger. Take heed to our call and our warning and say, I too want honest elections. What can we do to work on improving the process going forward? Well, now there's evidence that the machines have problems. Oh, yeah? That's right. Think about it. There's more and more evidence that these electronic machines are not good. They're now discovering that a lot of these machines that have been used in the elections are outdated and had to be recalibrated and had problems. Okay, now, let me stop everyone there for a second. Don't look at me and shoot the messenger. Say to yourself, hey, I want honest elections too. And if there are allegations of election fraud, of vote fraud, let's pursue and run to ground the truth on every one of them. And that, my fellow Americans, is the good news. What they would say is, Sam, you're being super negative. But I disagree. I completely disagree. All right? Why do I say that, folks? Because if we hear of problems, but we research it and get to the bottom of them, if we arrest criminals that voted, even though there may not be enough to change an election, when you do that, you're restoring our confidence in the elections. Ron DeSantis has arrested these people, and it gives me more confidence in Florida that they will have honest elections. When I hear that they're cleaning up their voter rolls, it gives me confidence. When I hear that we're going to allow more vote watchers to keep track and tabulate, it gives me hope and confidence. Now, don't call me and tell me it's not enough, Sam. I know it's not enough, but I'm going to reward every good act and every righteous attempt. Whether it's enough or not, I don't care. I want more, obviously, but I'm willing to reward every good thing that I find. And I'm just telling you, when the post office admits to having ballots that are bogus that didn't get delivered on time, 2 years after election, the Baltimore, Maryland post office just now finds 2020 ballots. They could have buried that up, covered it up, and never admitted it. But the fact that they're admitting to it tells me that our scrutiny on these elections is working, that our efforts do matter, that we can make a difference, that we can move the needle towards liberty, towards transparency, towards accountability. I don't think without the election scrutiny we provided that Ron DeSantis would be arresting these people. I don't think we'd find out the problems with the machines and find out that dead people are voting and people that are in nursing homes without the mental capacity to vote are voting. Somebody's voting for them. I don't think we would discover all these anomalies in our systems without the scrutiny we're providing. So while they attack us and abuse us for wanting to have honest elections, for us to have integrity in our election process, while they attack us, the good news is that we're making progress. Are we making enough progress to offset the negative? I don't know yet. Time will tell. But I will say this, if enough American people get involved, we absolutely will. Your involvement, your agency, your standing with us for solutions matters. I'll tell you that right now. Because we wouldn't know half of what we know if we didn't have researchers that dug in and figured this out. How many people, for example, are going to be watching the ballot boxes now? More than ever. We need to get rid of the ballot boxes, I agree. But at least more scrutiny on the ballot boxes is better than nothing, right? So we need to take courage and hope, and we need to give credit where credit's due. And even though sometimes it's far from what we want, at least there's an effort. At least people are talking about it. At least people are creating accountability, and there's greater oversight than there's ever been in elections in America. All right, the next headline that I find interesting says this: future criminals could be monitored by chips in their brain. Experts now claim. The Sun has the article. And I guess it's called neurotechnology. I don't know if you know what neurotechnology is. I didn't until I studied for this article a little bit. Neurotechnology is the field of science of outfitting electronic devices for integration with the nervous system and the human brain. Now, you say, why do you bring that up, Sam? Because it's very interesting. Technology is neither good nor bad, ladies and gentlemen. Technology just exists. If it's in the hands of good people, technology can be very good indeed. But if it's in the hands of the bad guys, technology can go south in a hurry, right? So I want to be on the forefront of this discussion. And I want to say we need to be very careful whose hands we let this technology be in. And the current, whatever you want to call it, powers that be, I'm not comfortable with this technology being in their hands at all because they've proven themselves to be nothing but tyrants. Could the neurotechnology be used to outfit people for good? Absolutely. You can have all kinds of chips that could monitor people's health and the chemicals in people's brains. Take people who have psychotic episodes and possibly put, you know, the right supports for their brains and for their bodies and for their, you know, organs that could really make a difference, alerting us of when problems occur. You know, chips could do a wonderful thing. Science could do a wonderful thing for the body. But if it falls into the wrong hands, ladies and gentlemen, it can also be used for tyranny. For example, just imagine if you had a brain implant that was somehow electronically tied to a bracelet of some kind. And whenever you thought thoughts of freedom and liberty, it would shock you. And when you thought about socialism and communism, it rewarded you and made you feel happy because it added a little bit of dopamine to your brain. It was like, hey, this is sexy. This gets me high. I believe in tyranny. I believe in socialism. Whenever you think liberty, you kind of get sick to your stomach. Now you say, Sam, that's just sci-fi crazy talk. Believe it or not, there's a book written about this very thing called The Freedom Factor, which was a book of fiction that highlighted a very scenario similar to this years ago. It was written probably 40 years ago or something. 45 years ago. I don't know exactly. But that book highlighted something that was just sci-fi at the time. But now they're saying they have the technology to make it happen. Yeah, whenever Cameron wants to pay off his debt, they'll just give him a little jolt. Bad idea, friend. Whenever he wants to get more debt, they'll just put a little dopamine in his brain and say, yeah, good boy. It's almost like Pavlov's dogs on steroids, right? Very scary in the hands of wicked people, ladies and gentlemen. So there's more talk now of implants of all kinds, whether it be a scanner in your hand for finances, something in your brain to control your behavior / emotions. Neurotechnology is what it's called. It's the field of science that outfits electronic devices for integration with our nervous system and the human brain, with our organs. And could it do good? Yes. But it could also do a lot of very scary things. Beware. Anyway, I wanted to bring that up. Now, again, you can bring it up. You can tell how evil it is, and you can really get people scared and in fear and panic and everything else. I don't want to do that. I want to tell you this technology exists, and then I want to influence you. I want to be an influencer, folks, to use a new media term. And I want to encourage all of you to watch this technology and make sure that it's being used properly, if at all. Well, Sam, how do I do that? You educate, educate, educate. That's how. You let Americans know the truth. You spread the word about this talk show. You spread the word about other talk shows that are valuable and other ways to learn. The great education system is the solution. Our founding fathers were very interested in education. They didn't want communist education, compulsory education, but they believed in, and I believe in, education. Remember, a little bit of light, a little bit of truth makes the cockroaches scramble. And that makes us successful. They want you to believe it's all for naught, but they lie. That's Satan's plan, to tell the big lie. The truth is, we have tremendous hope. It is not all for naught. Jesus Christ will return. And when the Prince of Peace returns, I, if I'm alive, hope to be there to greet him. And if I'm not alive at the time, I hope to teach my family, my children, my grandchildren, the hope in Christ that I have. And I hope to pass that testimony and that belief and then that according behavior, I want to pass to them because it will bless their lives. And if enough of us do that, they cannot win. Do you understand that? They cannot win because we're on God's side. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational. I appreciate you and all that you do. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, donate liberally. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.